answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth, and from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
Flashback to Chucky Schumer trying to get Tucker Carlson thrown off the air, saying he should not be allowed to have that free speech. He shouldn't be allowed to have that. He's telling lies. Ah, I have a question, Chuck. How many lies have you been telling the American public? You're a member of Congress. Does that give you special authorization? But they were all about getting rid of Tucker Carlson and anybody that was speaking things that they didn't want to hear. I was discussing with someone the other day that I know Tucker still has his Tucker Carlson YouTube channel and everything else like that, but while he's out of, quote, mainstream, a lot of them don't want to be mainstream anyway, but he's almost become, dare I say, irrelevant. I don't want to classify him that deeply away from the body politic, the American public, but you're not hearing that much from him, or I'm not. And I'm not suggesting we put him on a milk carton. I think we can find him. I know where we can find him, so he's not lost, but you're not hearing that much. I did see a piece just the other day showing him in an interview he did with Charlie Kirk, listening to Kirk explain to him what he believed in and pushing Christ and Jesus. Other than that, I really haven't seen that much from him. But there was Chuck Schumer saying Charles Kirk should not have, Tucker Carlson should have nothing to do with our airwaves. He should not be on our public broadcasting airwaves.
Fox News now, has severed
now,
bow ties
I do
with
that, before I do that, I gave a false cue to Jerome. That's my fault. I give a lot of false cues or false tales. It's the way I play poker. But I have not seen Schumer look back and comment, well, here's why this is different with Kirk versus Tucker. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video for you. You can watch the program. You can go right now to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter, or Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and you'll see the program. Hey, hi. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, everybody. Yeah, I look good in this tuxedo, don't you think? I wore this because I haven't had this tuxedo on for a while, so I thought I'd put it on today. What about the flower I have, though? Is that an issue? You take a look and let me know. And if you can't do it now, you can do it later. And everything goes up as a podcast, video and audio, at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. For instance, in the last hour, Oh, did you miss that? Oh, well, you didn't hear about chimpanzees going into bars drinking, did you? It was pretty close to what I just said, but you can pull up the podcast and hear it in particular. I know you can't watch or listen all the time. We understand that. That is why we create the podcast from each program. Once it airs, we put it out as a podcast for you. But Chuck Schumer flashing back about calling for the getting rid of Tucker Carlson, and Jimmy Kimmel now, who's been the target and suddenly is a darling of all the left wing. You know, why you can't take his show away from him. Nobody was watching it anyway, really. But let's flash back when Kimmel was having a grand time watching Tucker Carlson booted.
Fox News has severed bow ties with Tucker Carlson. After all these years, they are parting ways, which means he was fired. I mean, that's really what parting ways means. Tucker couldn't be reached for comment. He's already on a plane to Moscow to meet with his manager. But what a shock. I mean, what an absolutely delightful shock this is. Now Tucker can spend more time at home tanning his testicles and touching himself to that sexy green M&M. Sadly, he's probably not done poisoning old people's brains. The question now is, where will he do it next? Will he go to OAN? Will he go to Newsmax? Will he crawl back up Satan's fiery beehole from whence he came? We don't know. One of the most despicable Mother Tuckers ever to appear on American television.
If you were a Jimmy Kimmel fan, I'm sure you really liked that. It's funny. There's some lines in there that could be considered funny, and some just are just mean. That's not funny when you're mean, not in my opinion. But that's the kind of stuff Jimmy Kimmel was doing. And he wonders why the audience might have walked away from him, even those on the left. The other day when he made his remarks about the shooter of Charlie Kirk was probably MAGA and tied to MAGA family and everything else, the audience didn't laugh. They didn't get into it at all. They just sat there. They're probably still thinking about a man lost his life because he said something someone else didn't like. Even his own audience turned his back on them. But I'm looking at some of these long line of left-wing celebrities coming forward, jumping to cry out about ABC deciding to get rid of Tucker Carlson. I'm sorry, Charlie. No, correct it again. I'm going through so much information here. Jimmy Kimmel. All right, Larry, get your act together. One too many drinks for the show today. Anyway, these so-called free speech advocates did not speak up at all when you and other conservatives got canceled on Facebook, everything else, for doing less. There's a comedian, I don't even know the guy's name, and I ain't going to bother reporting him. He says, I spent a lot of time in public and in private defending comedians I don't agree with. If you're a comedian, you don't call out the insanity of pulling Kimmel off the air. Don't bother. Kathy Griffin, remember the one who held up the supposed head, severed head of Donald Trump? Take it from me, it's very important to have Kimmel back on the air right now. Mia Farrow said the ABC decision is pure fascism. Extreme leftist actor John Cryer says the U.S. has become an authoritarian state. Never made any kind of remark like that, getting rid of Tucker. It is back to that old pun, whose ox is being gored, right? And I'm looking at a piece on CNN. I go to all sources for you. And they're saying Brendan Carr, who's the head of the FCC, is exerting the same kind of pressure on Disney and ABC execs that he's long denounced. And they say, let's look at what Carr said about free speech and political satire before he led the FCC. Are you kidding? They want me to pay a subscription to see that article? I'm sorry, folks. You're not going to get it from me. I'm not going to pay money to read you that article. I get the gist of it. And he probably said, yeah, we accept free speech. We accept satire. There's a difference in satire and criminal remarks and absolute fake false information. Problem is, too many people now have a hard time distinguishing. Therein lies the birth of the Babylonian Bee. Is that real or is that a fake headline? Nowadays, it's hard to tell. Now, I don't mean AI. I'm talking about just the way things are happening in the world. For instance, if I told you that just outside Chicago, protesters are gathering at an ICE detention center fighting to get in to get the illegals out, and the ICE agents are now trying to fire back on them.
A car is coming out. Every time a car has come or gone from this facility, it has gotten pretty heated out here. The tensions have escalated pretty quickly. And so right now we're watching as Border Patrol and BORTAC are on scene as well. That is the kind of elite SWAT arm of Border Patrol. They have gas masks on. You hear some, you got pepper balls going, tear canisters going, you got people on the roof. Okay, so right now things are escalating as we're watching this as vehicles coming out. People are blocking this vehicle from leaving. Border Patrol and BORTAC and ICE ERO are taking matters into their own hands. They are going hands-on with some of these individuals. They are taking them into custody. We have seen them blocking the traffic here. So right now, things are escalated at the Broadview facility as these vehicles are trying to leave.
The Broadview detention facility is about 12 miles west of Chicago. I used a poor choice of words a moment ago when I said ICE agents are firing back on them. They're not firing weapons. They are firing tear gas, rubber bullets, and gas pellets, trying to disperse the crowd. And yet these folks are insisting they have a right to get inside and get the illegals out of custody and turn them loose in your community. An ICE acting director in Dallas points out a Cuban that is being held, not in the Chicago facility, but in Dallas. But this gives you an example of some of the ones they want to get out of that detention center. This guy got into an argument with a motel owner and then beheaded him in front of his family. Then kicked his head around like a soccer ball. You want this guy free in your neighborhood? Stephen Miller is making it very clear, speaking on behalf of the White House, we are not going to put up with anything you try to do to keep ICE from doing their job.
There are these nonprofit entities that organize, as the president mentioned, attacks on ICE officers, attacks on Border Patrol agents, organized doxing campaigns, which are a violation of federal law. They break off cement and they bring into riots. They have organized drop points for weapons, organized drop points for gas masks, organized drop points for all the materials necessary to launch a riot. And of course, you saw that during the Black Lives Matter riots as well, too. So there's this whole network of organizations. And I think the key point the president's been making is somebody is paying for all of this. This is not happening for free. And so under the president's direction, the attorney general is going to find out who is paying for it.
Good.
And they will now be criminally liable for paying for violence.
Good. Good, because they hide inside these NGOs, non-government organizations. Antifa is obviously a member of this violence. And there are other groups by different names. They will change the name like a chameleon if they have to avoid detection. But Stephen Miller says, whatever you decide to call yourself, we know who you are, we know how to get you.
So whether you're Antifa, whether you're a domestic terrorist, whether you are a violent gang member, a drug trafficker, a trained Iroquois killer, or anyone else that's hurting our people, President Trump is saying he's going to use his FBI, his DOD, his ATF, his DEA to wipe you out, to put you in bars, behind bars, to take you off the street, or to apply whatever legal consequences necessary. Mr. President, I'm honored beyond words to be a part of this team under your leadership as you've saved thousands of lives.
Thousands of lives. Unfortunately, it's too late for some who've already lost their life. because Joe Biden just threw the borders wide open. And folks came in unvetted, and we know in the midst they were trafficking children and drugs and guns. And where do I hear the left crying about? Oh, my goodness. Jimmy Kimmel lost his program. And ICE agents are devils. We need to get rid of them. Regarding getting rid of Kimmel, the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, did say Nexstar did the right thing in suspending broadcast of Jimmy Kimmel's show. After again, he had suggested the man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk might have been a Trump supporter. Carr said local broadcasters have an obligation to serve the public interest. While this may be an unprecedented decision, it's important for broadcasters to push back on Disney programming that they determine falls short of community values. Disney was part of the backing of the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Nexstar has about 30 broadcast affiliates. And then there are other 30 owned by another group. And when you get 60 of the ABC stations saying, we're not going to carry the program, there go the profits, the money, and everything else. So they realize we got to get rid of it. Good. In fact, President Trump argued that Kirk and his assassination, this is not a matter of getting people to lose their jobs to cancel culture, but consequence culture, especially when they go out and lie about what happened, which is what they've been doing. They would continue. They have no issue with lying to you over and over and over again. Snakes have forked tongues. You got the connection. Coming up, I want you to hear from a man who was right there when Kirk was hit, a mentor with Kirk, and was among those trying to get him to the hospital and maybe save his life. It's very gripping, but I think you should hear it. As always, not a call for action against anyone, but a defense of our nation. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime will help me.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And I go, we got to start CPR. So I try and start that. Now, Charlie wasn't there. His eyes were fixed. He wasn't looking at me. He was looking past me right into eternity. He was with Jesus already.
He was looking right back at me, right through me. His eyes were dilated. They were fixed. I later learned from the surgeon, Sean, that Charlie died instantly. And the only comfort was that he did not suffer. But of course, we didn't know that at the time. And so we were trying to do everything we could. And it is true that when we got to the hospital, the team who was right on it, did get a pulse for a short period of time, but the doctor later said that it was just because Charlie was a healthy young man that we could restart his heart. But the injury was catastrophic. And so it wasn't like if we had better medical attention or if we were a little bit faster getting to the hospital that it would have made a difference. Charlie died instantly. He was with Jesus, absent from the body, present with the Lord.
That is Frank Turek, a friend, a mentor with Charlie Kirk, who was there standing near him when Kirk was fatally shot. Ahead of what you were listening to, he said that we grabbed him as fast as we could and got him into an SUV we had used to come to the campus, but Charlie was so, we laid him down the back seat, but he's so tall we had to kind of drive with one door partially open and rushing 4 miles to the hospital. And in fact, en route to the hospital, they saw an ambulance coming at them, but they didn't stop. They just kept speeding forward. They had no flashing lights on this vehicle. They were running through lights and nearly encountering accidents. But later the doctor said, yeah, it's best you went ahead and continued coming instead of stopping for the ambulance crew. But the bottom line is the wound was mortal. Although doctors say they were able to get a somewhat of a pulse from Kirk once they got him there. But at that point, he probably was brain dead. But the point, especially here, Frank Turek said he was just staring past me. He said, I know he was already with the Lord at that point. Turning Point USA has confirmed that Charlie's widow will be the new CEO and chair of the board. The release signed by multiple board members saying, in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives this is what he wanted in the event of his death. We have a country to save. And the COO at Turning Point said this was what Charlie wanted and said so many times. Erica is one with Charlie. Charlie is one with Erica. We will pull all of our force of Charlie's spiritual, intellectual, and activist capital into supporting her in every way possible. This weekend, of course, is the funeral of Charlie Kirk. They're holding it in Tempe, Arizona, at the football Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals Stadium. Seats something like 65,000. They're wanting anyone that wants to come, but they are pointing out that you're going to have to go through Turning Point USA website to get registered in. It's going to be a first-come, first-served basis. And apparently all this guidance will be sent the evening of September 20, Saturday evening. And I know that's probably going to blow that website up entirely. We already know that many young people are coming forward and asking, how do we start a Turning Point USA? Where do we begin? What do we need to do? In fact, they announced today that they have already had 62,000 plus requests from high school and college students across the nation, either getting involved with an existing chapter or starting a new chapter. The executive director said, we currently have 900 official college chapters and about 1,200 high school chapters. So it's going to explode over and over again. And it's all going for the good. These people, these young people, are aligning themselves with what Kirk's faith was, belief in Christ, becoming a better Christian, a better person. They're not going to be the ones out there firebombing and attacking police. The only fires that have been lit since Kirk's assassination have been candles at candlelight vigils. And yeah, there have been some showing up trying to disrupt those events. What would you call someone that, I don't care who they are that died, but with their family and friends are in mourning and holding a vigil in their honor that you think you're so special you can go in and disrupt it? There is a word for it. I can't use it on the air. Regarding the funeral for this weekend, federal law enforcement agencies admit they're monitoring a lot of threats. One in a law enforcement bulletin stated they're tracking several threats of unknown credibility. The memo added violent extremist and unaffiliated long offenders might view the memorial service or related events as an attractive target due to the attendance of these very individuals. Other senior U.S. government officials, state and local government officials, and political activists, and due to major international media attention. You don't have to be inside the FBI and the highest levels of our national security to believe every bit of that is possible. And know it on your own. And they are warning and concerned about lone wolf attackers. They're not associated with anyone, but they're going to do what they can, not telling anyone in advance, fearing that they might not get a chance to carry out whatever they intend. The Secret Service agent in charge in Phoenix said, the Secret Service has been designated as the federal coordinator for our effort. Our team's already on the ground in Phoenix and Glendale. It's Tempe, basically. Working side by side with state and local federal partners and together we are committed to ensuring these solemn events receive the comprehensive protection and support they require. Department of Homeland Security designated the funeral as a special event assessment rating level 1. That's the same rating they give for any event of the highest national intel, which includes Super Bowl or any major event with the president. All of this security. And Frank Turek, you were hearing as we began this segment, talking about how they were trying to save Charlie and get him to the hospital and maybe keep him alive, had also stated prior to what you heard that when we got there, I told Charlie, I'm not feeling comfortable with this place. There are too many buildings nearby, low rooftops, high rooftops, and we're kind of down in a valley in the midst of them. And Charlie told him, don't be worried, we'll be fine. Charlie Kirk did not go out there to become a martyr. He did not go out there to die. He wanted to spend his life with his wife and his children. But he felt a calling to preach the gospel to young people. And if not preaching the gospel, at least discuss with them their differences and find a way to bring them together. He did not do it in a meaningful, or rather in a nasty, careless way. He did it with caution and with a gentle spirit. And where the left again? They're not mourning what happened to Kirk. They're mourning because Jimmy Kimmel got canceled. I got more to say on that and cancellation issues before we wrap up, including a remark by Michelle Obama. I correct that. It's not Michelle Obama, it's former Vice President Kamala Harris.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545. 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct, priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15% right now. Get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well understood that your predecessor left you an FBI infected with politics. At your nomination hearing, I made public records that whistleblowers provide me about Arctic Frost. Two records show that Arctic Frost was much broader than just an electoral matter. On that political list was one of Charlie Kirk's group's Turning Point USA. Some examples of the group that Ray FBI sought to place under political investigation included the Republican National Committee, Republican Attorney General's Association, and various Trump political groups. In total, 92 Republican targets, including Republican groups and Republican-linked individuals, were placed under investigative scope of Arctic Frost. On that political list was one of Charlie Kirk's group's Turning Point USA.
That is Iowa Senator Charles Grassley. And talking yesterday to FBI Director Patel, as he appeared in front of Congress, and talking about in the wake of your predecessors, we know you got a lot of cleaning up to do and a lot of things to deal with. And Chuck Grassley and Senator Johnson of Wisconsin have been getting information from whistleblowers saying exactly what the FBI was doing because it was weaponized against the American people. Against anyone that did not go along with the Biden plan and whatever they wanted on the left. Of course, right now we have everybody on the left saying, well, it's not fair that Patel is going to be the FBI director, or is he FBI director? They fear reprisal? You might get it, but I'm really more interested in accountability and, yes, justice. So they were part of doing that under Ray or Comey. We need to go into them. But as he pointed out, this probe with the code name Arctic Frost was much broader than just dealing with electoral matters. It got into Republican organizations, conservative organizations such as Turning Point USA. Chuck Grassley said, in other words, it was not just a case to politically investigate Trump. It was the vehicle by which partisan FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors could achieve their partisan ends and improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. And you want to claim the Republicans are fascists? Arctic Frost kicked off in 2022, originally focused on at least 92 Republican-linked groups that would include Kirk's Turning Point USA. originally looking at lines of inquiry about false election fraud, fake election schemes, frivolous lawsuits. But then the more they got into it and the deeper they got into it and the more the whistleblowers came forward, it was very clear this was just a conspiracy of our government to silence anyone they didn't like, and not only silence, but destroy them. Literally destroy them if they could. All right, you should know, because I try to keep you on top of some of the news events as well. You learn, as I say, with Larry Connors, USA. You get news, opinion, analysis, and education in every hour. So you're going to leave this hour with more information you had than when we began. I won't be testing you. I'll just trust that you're taking it all into account. But House Republicans have approved a short-term government spending package. Otherwise, we would have had a, quote, shutdown at the month's end. And they sent the bill to the Senate. That sets up a clash with the Democrats in the Senate. They vow to sink it anyway. The legislation crafted by Republicans had no Democrat input, so that's why they're going to try to destroy it. And the vote was along party lines, 217 to 212. Two Republicans, Massey of Kentucky and Sparks of Indiana, opposed it. They claim the deficit spending levels are too high. But one Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, crossed the aisle to support the bill. Congresswoman Perez of Washington officially records not having cast a vote, though she appeared to be trying to do it as the vote closed. So I guess she was still trying to decide which way is the wind blowing. And she ended up being left outside. Speaker Johnson says this seven-week funding measure they passed will give congressional appropriations the time they need to move through the regular funding process, which is rarely followed. We'll see. Hopefully it will. There's something else you should know. The House adopted a resolution honoring the life and legacy of Charlie Kirk and condemning political violence. The vote was, you know how many members we have in Congress, in the House? 435. The vote was 310 to 58. But the numbers opposing it of the Democrats were either high or actually higher than that. 38 of them voted present and 58 voted no. The Democrats thought, well, we do this, we're trying to celebrate Kirk's politics. And they have been condemning the shooting, lip service, and using it as a prop to get into gun control issues. They just didn't want to be seen, they say, as sympathizing with political violence. You're trying to take a stand against political violence, and you cannot raise your hand and say, I am against political violence. That simple. And the 58 that voted no, well, at least they had courage and conviction to vote no. 38 cowards that they are just say, oh, put me down as president. Former President Barack Obama is trying to manage and redirect all the conflicts he's created with his experiment of nation-changing mass migration. And he was talking about Charlie Kirk. He said, I didn't know Charlie Kirk. I think his ideas were wrong. I can disagree with some of his broader suggestions that liberals and Democrats are promoting conspiracy to displace whites, replace them by ushering in illegal immigrants. Those are topics we have been able to discuss honestly and forthrightly. He's actually misphrasing that statement by Kirk. Kirk has criticized migration as a wealth-shifting, population-changing imposition. And we would agree that it's changing our culture, the face of our nation, mass immigration. There is not an intent to avoid bringing in legal migrants. We continue to do that. But if they're coming in here, then they should want to support our nation and be part of it. At least you would think so. But right now we have too many that say they want to come here, but they want to come here simply to go after us. And you got members of Congress, the same thing. I'd mentioned that FBI Director Patel was in front of Congress yesterday, and he's being basically assaulted by Congress, verbally assaulted, by California Congresswoman Swalwell, who had, remember, Bang Bang, the Chinese spy, his lover. But Swalwell right now wants to deflect everything away from anything that might make him look bad and look at Trump's name in the Epstein files and try to make a big case where there apparently is none.
Your fixation on this matter and baseless accusations that I'm hiding child pedophiles is disgusting. Anyone that says that needs to look at the stats alone and go back to the state of California, who's receiving the biggest surge in FBI resources. I'm going to borrow your terminology and call bullshit on your entire career in Congress.
I'm reclaiming my time,
it's been a disgrace to the American people.
I'm reclaiming my time.
You can reclaim your time all you want.
Mr. Chairman, you're going to allow a witness to speak this way?
Mr. Chairman, would you recuse yourself?
Nothing was accomplished. A lot of hot air on both sides. And I'll repeat again, for those who have not heard me say it, I want everything in the Epstein files public, except for names of victims. And I don't want any names thrown in there just because they can and be attached. I'm going to want full context. Yes, it's an explosive series of documents. And it might not look good for Trump when it's all out. I have no idea. That's why I said let's make it all public. But based on everything we've been told, and even from those on the inside say Trump's name is not really in there, it has nothing to do with Trump. Well, then make everything public. By the way, Vice President Harris has admitted something that she basically, quote, pulled the pin on a hand grenade. You're going to need to know more about that. But then it's coming up first, the peace in our streets anyway, and Stephen Miller on the White House staff says we are not going to have chaos in our nation's streets.
President Trump's initiative here in Washington, D.C., it's important to understand, is the most successful anti-crime initiative in American history. But just think about it for a second. In 30 days, President Trump put together a team that saw the largest ever violent crime reduction in any city in American history, something that people had not been able to do in 40 years. That is a momentous achievement. And now the president is going to take that same model to Memphis, and as he said, more cities after that. The team the president has put together has no equal today or anywhere in American history. I think what's happening here is that what the president has done is made clear. The power of federal law enforcement that was used for the last 4 years to harass and attack conservatives, to harass and attack Christians, to go after law-abiding families. The power of law enforcement under President Trump is going to be used to get all the criminals, all the violent offenders, all the murderers, all the cartels, and all the domestic terrorists off our streets.
And that we should. So back to Kamala Harris pulling a pin on a grenade. How did that happen? Well, she has a book coming out, you know, titled 107 Days. And It refers to when she was on The View ahead of the 2024 presidential election, and when she was asked, would you have done anything differently than President Joe Biden? And her answer was, nothing comes to mind. And then adding that she'd been a part of one of the most of the decisions that have had impact. She said, I had no idea. I just pulled the pin on a hand grenade, she writes in her book. My staff were besides themselves. How you just gave a gift to Trump. Oh, I can imagine how her staff reacted when she got off that stage with The View. What did you just do? You wouldn't have done anything different? That's all Trump needed to win. But I love the fact that she says in her own words, I pulled the pin on a hand grenade. Do you remember while we're talking about cancel culture earlier, do you remember when Obama was president and at the Missouri State Fair, they had a clown dressed up to be run down by a bull? And the clown was made to look a little bit like Obama. Well, boy, did the cancel people come out then. Missouri Rodeo Cowboy Association got away from it. The Missouri State Fair Association said we had nothing to do with it. The clown later said, I'm sorry, I never meant to offend anyone. I didn't mean any disrespect. I'm just being a clown. That was what I was doing. That guy is still canceled. Doesn't have a TV channel. Jimmy Kimmel, you need to see this story. Maybe you can dress up as a clown and get a job with a rodeo. Oh, I'd love that. As always, thanks for listening. What did you learn? Class back in session Monday. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.